tape belongs to me, Jeremy Reimer. It will contain dinner. One night dinner. And the recordings are going to be all about dinner. Dinner one night. And, better not waste any tape, because there's 45 minutes of dinner. The end. Nope, the beginning. Bring it up here.
Not at the table.
And now dinner. Ta-da.
Recording artists.
We're going to have that noise. Also.
We're all going to be recording artists.
Oh, is anybody going to say anything?
Yes, we'll get a recording.
This is good. I have this new.
I've never tasted it. Could I have just a tiny spoon just to see what they're like?
This one's very fantastic.
Thank you.
They're really good.
Aren't they good?
Why is everybody looking?
Because it sounds so funny.
No, it doesn't.
That's it.
Oh, I see that, so we'll know what we're eating.
Good.
Thank you.
Aren't these noodles good?
And if you don't eat them, we'll throw them away.
There are similar noodles that are made with wheat milk in the Chinese food section. In the same place.
Chinese food section of what?
Food store.
Food store?
Any store.
Oh.
In China.
And?
Well, if you want the noodles, you might find some of them.
What Daddy meant by?
Throw them away? What did you throw away yesterday?
Oh, nothing. I did a tape, and I made it sound really funny. I'll put it here. You don't want to hear it. But it's really funny. The words themselves aren't funny, but the way it's said it is funny. So, the words, although they're not funny, they're hey, candy sticks, anyone? You don't buy them, you throw them away. Meaning a CME. But the way I said it, along with the platter of something I was using as candy stick, you see, take the photos you don't mind, but the shape or appearance of objects, you just want to make the right noise. Didn't even know what a candy stick was.
So how's Keeper for now? Is it still the same?
Mm-hmm. You know the new patch we made for Eeyore? You know, first?
Mm.
There's some thistles in one place, and that's recorded.
Oh, well, Eeyore has to have thistles.
Mm-hmm.
His favorite thing.
And then there's the 100-acre wood. And then Christopher Robin's was on top of the hill, which is accurate, because when the big flood came, Christopher Robin's house was damaged by that.
Right.
So Christopher Robin's house has to be on a hill.
Oh, so it's at the top of that hill?
Mm-hmm. I could get on to that branch at Pooh's house just as easily as you could.
Right. Yeah.
But it wasn't too low, you know. Mm. I had to jump. But.
And what else did you do besides making a trip to the border?
Well, that trip was on the train to Sandy Rock, so afterwards we went to Sandy Rock and fed all the fishies. There were hundreds of them. There was a crab this big.
That's terrific.
Although I didn't see all of him because he was hiding in a crack. And I gave him a tasty little muscle. So he pulled out, grabbed it, and went back.
Was it raining when you went down the road?
No, it just stopped. And a jet boat went by, carrying huge blue frogs on a slow swim. And it wasn't that, it was some other private boat home.
He had some big logs, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. But boy, those boats are really fast, but they're slow when it comes to moving to the ocean.
Oh, they have to be, or they snap the rope.
He may have been going against the tide, too.
Oh, no, he was going with the tide.
Was he?
I could see him. I mean, it's funny.
Well, then what did you do when you returned from San Juan?
Oh dear, you say that thing. I forgot.
How do you remember?
You played Scrabble.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun.
It's about an even score now. We've left it set up.
Oh, good. Did you see this equipment there?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm sure she'll find out you were there.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't sign my box.
They probably went home before the strike because...
I looked in the window and looked like I'm ready to
tell. No, they probably went home before the strike because she was
worried.
Worried about Lent.
That's silly. They didn't have to make their way to the back on both. They're hundreds of books.
Which doesn't cause anybody any fuss.
Hmm. Oh, nice 2 feet here. That's great.
What?
I think that'll be funny, the electric granny.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm the electric granny.
I can read it in this.
There's a very good one in the library called the Halloween Tale. Oh, that's a good one. That's one of my favorites.
Going to pick up your chewing.
Courage, courage. Remember the match box?
Mm-hmm. How about it
today? Show your way to success.
Yep, I'm picking up my chewing.
Too hard, Max. Your way to success and fortune.
Are there any breaks in Max?
I think so. But they're dark breaks. This microphone here, when the noise, when it's recording, the more, noise comes into the microphone, the brighter the light shines. I always thought it was just flickering. Well, you don't make any noise at all.
Oh, right, yes. It was. So besides playing with Scrabble and this being the Vegas, you might just sound the rock. Did you do anything else? Did you measure?
He was too busy helping Mr. Bailey.
Oh, that's right. play around with it.
Mm-hmm.
His foundations are awesome.
That's really good. Don't worry about it. It's not your problem.
I wonder if you can be picked up someday.
I hope not, because I don't like his voice. He may not come.
Why do you hate him?
I'm sure they're better off at home with their things. It's so awful.
It's not. My voice is awful. Especially the way I laugh.
That wasn't natural laugh.
I do. Oh no, the grapes are bleeding.
And did you leave at 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. That was leaving at 6:15. And I just said no. No, we just go down at 6:15. We just got to the dock and we saw the double pictures coming up from the side of the island. It was fun after them.
It had come from Gambia, around east.
Did you talk to anybody else besides Big Dave?
Did you?
No. Didn't see anybody.
I don't think you can be picked up. You should speak with him.
I think it's going to be all mumbling because you know how you have to put your mouth really close.
Actually, no.
You start seeing movies?
Oh, yes, please. They're good. The grapes are bleeding.
Yes, they are. This is good.
I know. The sort of picking up your scraping.
That is good.
Oh yes, this is good. Divers. The heart barely get it off his hand.
Was that what it was about today? Did you see the cucumbers?
Yes.
Glad pads don't feel that long. 7 of them get to be 7 feet. You see cucumbers?
Great.
Well, I just said I'm glad pads don't get that long. They get to that each feet.
Oh.
Cucumbers.
What about sea zucchini?
I think they were, well, at least I don't think they listened to them.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So if you want to come back to school, I think we'll be able.
I think we'll.
Because you are unconsciously identifying with all the people around you. But
your voice will be picked up very well.
Even the teachers, really the teachers are
English. Mm-hmm. I know, it's rather like English. Rather. Rather. I think the scraping sound.
Look, it's a baby. Great.
Huh. Take this. How come? You like stale grapes, squishy grapes, charred grapes, ground grapes, every type. Oh, you don't want to eat it and then it's not there anymore.
There were so many signs, even in the part of saints, grace reduction, 20% off, even in that store, 10% off, and purchases over $10.
But it's not even found yet.
Lots of empty stores.
Mm-hmm. Your voice is being picked
up. You know that place we pass on the way to your apartment? Well, I don't know, maybe you haven't noticed it, but have an armadillo on it, and it was gold. I don't know. What's that? With the armadillo, that one that had the gold, all this like goldy things.
Oh, the clothes.
Goldy things?
Duffins. That very expensive dress shop that never had anybody in it.
By the bus stop?
We're Duffins in this library.
Right apart from there.
And kitty corner from Robson Square.
There's a new building for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, right next door.
Yes,
but on the corner, there was a glass fronted shop.
Quite large.
With rather outlandish clothes in. Mm-hmm. And we noticed last Christmas that even before Christmas there was a 50% sale. And today they're moving out. They're just in a corner of the room with huge stock reduction. But everywhere along on the way in Victoria. Remember the Rentex office?
Yeah, that's true.
They're not there anymore. They don't have any business anymore, so they're not there. The store was empty.
Your voice is really picking up. I like your voice. It's nice.
Right.
I know. I like the last bit, but I hate the last bit. I want to speak to myself.
I know, I just love the way I speak to myself.
But I hate the way I sound. The other people don't sound that way.
Yes, I do. I sound
good. Before this, you could keep this for when you get old. You want to find out what it was like to be in family.
Yes,
you could keep it like
you will be that old someday.
And I'll put it
in my
family's shoebox.
Hey, but it's my tape.
Yes, well, that's true. And why do we want to hear family eating room 20 years
ago? Right,
so that was that place right by that, by the, only outfit from Buffy's.
Buffy's?
That was appealing to all the trendy.
The upper income trendy.
Yeah, that's right. The upper class punk rock clothes with all the fake dungarees and your car keys. Right. Nasty.
Look at the light we're done.
Okay. The military and guerrilla warfare had women's clothes. No, that's it.
Oh, I forgot. I was embarrassed.
I didn't get it. I thought he was talking.
But the point is, it's funny if people can afford this sort of thing. They can buy cheaper versions of an Eden.
That was the thing. And not only that, but people who wear that type of clothing have to change their outfit very frequently because you have to have the latest. It's really very expensive. ultra straight and metallic jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm. Guerrilla warfare.
All during the good times, I couldn't understand how people could afford that shirt.
And we never ever passed when it was somebody in the store.
I know.
I never.
How are they going to fill all those new buildings down there?
They're not. They're large buildings. And we brought by and
there are lots of bomb holes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That one next to my old apartment, that's standing empty. Just boarded up. The one across the street, same way. Just stopped operation. The Bank of BC, they were going to build, and they pulled down that old hotel. It's all come to ground and home. Haven't got the money.
I like an old locker side BC place. You can see where the graffiti has been covered up, and then there's more on top, then that's been covered up, then there's more.
Just so silly, though. Just let it sit there. This way, you just have them move inside, you know, and more graffiti coming on. Hit it up, more on, coming up, more on. But lovely moving sign.
Why don't they put notices up there? A huge sheet of paper. They could draw on there with felt pens.
Because the soapheads don't, social credit people don't like them doing it. Give them bad publicity.
Is that the yogurt?
Yeah. How do you know you sound like that?
Newspapers never publish it.
Flash, flash.
I enjoyed that dinner.
Oh yes, that was really good.
Do you want blueberry, peach, melba, strawberry, or pineapple?
Blueberry.
Okay.
Are you close?
Oh, but I can have yogurt.
I think we've had enough scraping noises. Why don't we try to find it?
Oh no, yogurt is very quiet.
Oh, good taste.
It's not even half open yet.
So you had a quiet time in the apartment, did you? You slept all right?
Susie and I have decided that you should make a stand, like during the bedtime stand, for your child. That seems like and the radio.
Yes, I do need something there.
It's too low. We sat on the floor, but we didn't find it very enjoyable.
Do you get the Knowledge Network?
Mm-hmm.
And you get Teledon Information Services.
We do 5 channel too.
Okay. Even 4.
But Teledon is showing the Teledon information. Movies later in the evening.
Well, it's 4.
No, 4 was channel 4. And then when I turned
you should look in the you should look in the television. It says what channels.
But we didn't have any.
In Vancouver, yes. It says in the Teledon Information Services.
Oh. No, there wasn't anything like that.
Well, you didn't wait long enough.
Oh.
Mm. Why did you watch Channel 2 anyway? Barriers?
Mm. Yes, Minister.
Why, yes, Minister? Who runs this? I do. And what am I supposed to do? What did they say on the thing?
Oh, that was the one we saw.
What thing? Was the thing right on the thing?
The blurb.
That's what we call it, the thing.
The advertisement, which might appear earlier in the day, about a program which we'll be seeing in the evening. I think in television, they would just call it Strayer. Something.
Trailer.
Like three of them are called the Trailer Court. The Royal Trailer. What about the Royal Winnebago?
Oh no, Jeremy, it's a real shock.
Look at the Royal Mobile Home.
Oh no, we have to record that.
The Queen would like that. The Royal Mobile Home.
Why?
That should have made it on the tape.
Roar! Yeah, you can tell by the
Jeremy,
light.
That's enough.
You can play this to your children.
We can send tapes to each other. Probably sounded really dumb in that, because I said it dumb to myself. It sounded really dumb to you, did I?
Well, that's a lot of tape. Is it still moving? Oh, yes.
Is that the C-120?
Oh, no, C-90. It's only half over. It's only been,
half an hour.
No, it's only half over. That's a C-90. Then it's been 45 minutes. No.
You're going to take the weaving machine along?
I don't think so.
Would you have time to weave? Would you have time to weave?
Don't
think about it.
Why not? I'll have to have weave at home, put it that way. So when she comes home on vacation, she can weave. And besides, if she is taking off, she'll probably want to spend the hair on her pants. Yes, what about weasel? Do you think I should take that?
No, we'll be having a whole van full, locked up, a moving van.
I know, you should have seen by this before I realized that I had got out. I had all my books and all my...
And what are you going to do when you come home?
So, what? The movie is good?
There's a library there. But I was just going to take all my favorite books.
All your favorite books?
I've read
all
many books. Times.
Yeah.
I know, I
have
to take
these. You won't have time to read favorite books.
What about any of the
library books? I don't think so. I might take Firstborn,
because
it's light.
Yeah, it has a good picture for something.
But there will be lots of things in the library for you to read. And I don't think that you'll read when you're on the bed. I think when you get to bed at night. Well, if we're doing prep until 9.
Prep?
What's prep?
That? You know, prep.
What's
the name? Homework. In preparation for the next day.
Oh.
It's always been called that for generations in England.
Sounds more like an American.
Shaving or something. Preparing for the next day. Prep. Well, that they call that an operation, don't they? Shaving for the operation or something. Prepping.
But in English, the word has always been called prep. In fact, when she was
accepted at St. Margaret's, the assistant headmistress, that if she wanted to stay after classes and do a prep with the boarders, she was quite welcome to it.
Daddy's clearing the throat, everybody!
Because then that would be over until 9, and then you have to go to bed at 10.
Bah.
It sounds like a little boy being sick. It does, it sounds like something Jeremy would do. Well, no, I don't think even Jeremy would do that. I was giving you a compliment. I said you would do
that. Even. The word even.
Well, it slipped in there. I didn't mean to say even.
Yarn. Daddy's not ticklish.
Which is strong.
Tickle him. Fuck!
That's making him tick.
Sounded
awful there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you should have heard me.
Oh! 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 I hate myself.
Future generations will want to hear the kind of mouth. Because by then there will be no longer such a thing as boiling, it will just be instant foods that cook it in 2 seconds.
One, two. Dinner's not ready.
Instant tea that cook in 2 seconds.
What?
Boiling will be a...
Imagine that.
Boiling will be a quaint, historical process.
Do you like your mustache? You do it too, you know.
Well, I finished the Flying Bandit last night.
Did you stay awake till all hours? I just got going
already.
Okay, I wonder why you always do that.
Well, the novel, I can't stop a novel. It's really good.
Better
check his legs. Was it fun to read? He stole a plane in Steinbach, Manitoba. Did you know that?
No.
When they flew off to Minnesota.
Did he just steal planes?
Oh. But the story must be reasonably authentic because the picture they portrayed of him was pretty accurate. The only mistake I found was that we talked about a red red aircraft that he had that wasn't red, it was yellow. Because I worked on it. And I've talked to him myself, Flying Bandit. But he was a fairly dappy, he always wore a very nice trim black coats and felt hats the way they do. During the 1950s, you know. But I always seemed, struck me even then as being somewhat incongruous. Here was this battered up old, beat up old aircraft, little two-place machine. And here he was, dapper and dressed up and climbing into this machine, and I couldn't quite put the two of them together, even then.
It's four. You want to put two of them together, it's four.
Figure of speech, not for. She described how he used to fly around the plane and go to Saskatchewan, so hot and fast for all the women. Everybody trying to get out of the house. That all makes sense, I think. At the time, I sort of wondered, what's he doing with the airplane anyway?
So what happened at the end? There was some question about whether he really was killed
in the plane. Well, that's the story she puts out. I think it's pretty obvious that he was killed. But it just gives a dramatic flair to the book, because whatever you did find in the corner, all the bears ate their bodies and there's nothing left. Two bones, and so that you know, didn't find much left in the record. But you think they would have been able to identify the bodies anywhere, the teeth or something.
Well, you don't want me to have conversations about the sea cucumbers. Daddy talked about bears stealing up bodies and telling them apart from their teeth.
But his son
was,
some of his exploits were quite. He got a jailproof or burglar-proof jail. Escape-proof jail.
Burglar-proof. He thinks anyone's going to break into a jail.
And he did what nobody had ever heard of in Winnipeg. First place, nobody steals very much of anything anyway, but he pulled the biggest single robbery in Canadian history. And that is, stole the most money at any given time for anybody in Canada.
Where was the money? They never did recover the money?
They recovered most of it, but somebody's money. I suspect that he must have recovered it at some later date and hid a bit of it. Because there were several places that they hid them. Most of it was found in one place, but some wasn't.
The robbers.
Mind you, it's too bad he didn't pull that robbery more recently, but now the price of gold. The price of gold, according to present, even present prices, would probably be around $1 million worth of gold.
Oh, he sold gold,
not
people.
He nailed
it?
No,
we did steal money from banks here.
Oh, that was earlier, yeah.
You go from Winnipeg to Toronto.
Who
are
you
the
addressing as dear?
And Susan. And then we get back on the flight in the afternoon and fly back.
Told everybody he made a successful business deal. Oh, well, that's sort of. Might say that.
But how on earth did he get away with it?
He didn't. He never did. He didn't get away with any of it. He was always put in jail.
And the last time that he was caught, wasn't the son of somebody that we knew in the church in Calgary?
Oh, that was written up there too. That's the young minister. Ford.
Ron.
He kicked the gun away from him so he couldn't do it. But apparently he never shot anybody. He never hurt anybody. Well, that's not exactly true. When he broke out of jail and hit and slugged a few people on the way out. He didn't.
But he wasn't a vicious.
He wasn't a vicious criminal. But
he
just.
He should have had some sort of draw that challenged his energy.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very thin line between crime and non-crime. His only problem was he could never make it into a legitimate crime. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Banking is a crime?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Or people who use all those deductions to evade tax.
He wasn't in some way not bright enough to get into that, quote, establishment carrying a job.
If he'd been able to make a lot of money legitimately, he could have carried on.
And he was by no means a stupid person.
No, but some of the educators were now called probably a gifted person whose energies and talents were all challenged.
Well, you know, his father had left early on. He was, it had a broken home. He had a very, very impoverished background, but in spite of that, he made his way up and always wanted to be very classy and enriched.
Whereas the great
nation was a truck, and they're showing them. And there's a woman said, he said, he never could understand how, when he was driving to Winnipeg and all these suburbs, how so many people could have all these lovely homes, and he couldn't. And why couldn't he have a home like that? Some thought that the curve ran through my mind to a can. How could so many people earn so much money and he not be able to?
Yet.
Yes, but
Jeremy, it's been... Yes, dessert is over, so let's go listen to it.
Okay, and now dinner is over. Da 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 da. Now a conversation between... Hey, that was my stomach gurgling. Between Susie and Susie.
Oh, you want to
record Susie?
Oh,
would you like
Susie? Yes, I love that. That's my favorite. That was a funny tape, wasn't it?
The coffee grinder.
No, but it wasn't just the coffee grinder. It was also you and Daddy were both yelling at the same time, trying to shout over the coffee grinder. There was a tremendous roar, and then don't forget, flash, bang, boom.
Yeah, like,
it sounded like two people were having a plate fight. Like, they both had stacks of plates beside them, and they were throwing them at each other, and everything was breaking and smashing and bashing. But let's not get too silly,
chip
okay?
Chip the glasses, strap the plates. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates.
Oh!
In The Hobbit.
Oh, I haven't heard that. It's because I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, yeah. Good. So they leave out the giants.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of my favorite parts. Oh, well.
It's good though, it has good music.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, that was... You go.
You go.
I can't get that one.
You go, my love.
Just sing it 3 weeks until I go away. You have to write me lots of scripts.
I know.
Oh, did she say that to you?
So we could make tapes and then send them to each other.
Do you think that would be a good idea, or I think it would be easier just to write letters, because I don't know whether I'll have time to read tapes. Oh yeah, sure.
Read tapes. Friday, my personal recording.
Anyway,
Jeremy Reimer, signed TDK or compact cassette C90LN Japan automatic stop. Oops, that's the tape recorder. I read the tape.
No, seriously though, yeah. I don't know whether I'll have. Time to listen to a whole tape. So,
recorded responses, it would be fun to say, hello, Susie, and I'll record your response. That'd be fun.
I think that's probably a good idea, but you couldn't, you'd have to make it worthwhile. You couldn't have it,
you could
waste my time and say daddy daddy da. You should, you know, get all the things you could say and just as if you were writing a letter.
Mm-hmm. The way I do in my diary.
Yes, right. You'll have to
help me in my diary. Because today was so long. I can't remember.
Oh, we could do a combined diary. And I could say what happened too, and you could say, oh, and then what happened then. Because, well, after all, I don't know what happened when you got up in the morning, because I wasn't here. We were in... Oh, we had a terrific shopping.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's practically over now.
Is it? Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I felt for a while that we were just talking, tape was off, you know. Just talking. Then I look over, the tape's running on.
I didn't realize that dinner
I was so long. It was so long on the tape, I thought there was half the tape.
40 minutes.
Good grief. That's a lot. Well, Mummy's watching Washington Week in review now.
I know. 7:18. Something like 7:28. That's the end. 7:21 now, so well, that's about it. Yeah, then we could do a combined diary. And you could listen to my funny tape. The other side of this is my funny tape.
You know what? Hiccups from laughing so much.
Use the remedy for hiccups. Sometimes they get so bad, even my perfect remedy, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, doesn't work. Lie down on your stomach.
Oh, I see.
And that always works. It's lovely time you lie down for a long time. Even if you have hiccups, but you're shaking your whole body.
Oh, I know. I hate
like
those.
That. I had that once. I was screaming. I was in such a rage. So finally, I lie down. And it didn't work. You might sort of do like a dive, like half a tape or half a tape.
Yeah,
like that one.
Yes.
For a diary, and then report the happenings in a week or more.
Well, no, I don't think, because I don't have time to listen.